This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 184 for Monday, December 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed for most of the day Monday, with the nearby January contract holding onto gains for most of the session, while the deferred months were all lower. End-of-the-year positioning was a likely feature as participants were busy covering themselves ahead of the holidays. At the final bell, though, the January contract down 20 cents after posting gains for most of the day at $872.20 per ton. March, it's down 7.20 at $853.70. A rally in Chicago soy oil today provided underlying support, but soybeans were lower. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also down sharply on the day. Solid export demand and expectations for tightening supplies going forward did provide some support, but crush margins have deteriorated in recent weeks. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while wheat and corn were both higher. Sharp losses in soy meal accounted for much of the spillover selling pressure in beans today. The January contract down 23 cents at $14.60 per bushel. Much-needed rains in Argentina over the weekend sparked the sell-off in soy meal and beans, as that country is a major meal exporter. But more moisture will be needed going forward. In addition, soy oil was up sharply on the day, with adjustments to the product spreads and support from gains in crude oil providing some support there. Weekly U.S. soybean exports of 1.8 million tons were down slightly from the previous week. Total soybean exports to date of 23.4 million tons are running behind the year-ago pace by about 2 million. Corn, it held on to gains despite the losses in beans, as a rally in wheat provided spillover support. The March corn contract up 10 cents at $6.54 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of about 500,000 tons were down on both the week and year, with total export movement during the marketing year to date of 7.1 million tons, well off the year-ago pace that had already seen 10 million tons exported by now. Gains in crude oil were supportive for the ethanol-linked grain. Wheat, it's higher across the board, seeing some positioning to start the week after recent declines. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in the March contract at $9.15 per bushel. Kansas City 29 cents higher in March at $8.62 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 20 cents in the March contract at $7.54 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections came in at about 218,000 tons, down on both the week and year, but total wheat exports to date of just over 11 million tons are only slightly behind the year-ago pace. Forecasts are calling for some much-needed precipitation across some dry areas of the U.S. plains over the next week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, December 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.